We've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Hopefully enjoying your Saturday morning here on the 31st of July. It's the final meeting of the racing season and we're racing at Moonee Valley for the first time in nearly 5 months. It's a soft five, the rail's out 3 metres. Let's welcome in the team. Dean Lester, hello to you.
Hello there, Gareth.
Dino, rail out 3 metres. I think that's nearly the best rail placement there at Moonee Valley. Do you agree with me?
Oh, no, I'm happy enough with the true, but three metres. It'll be an interesting day. We haven't been at the Valley for 5 months. We've got the prediction of rain. A few of the apprentice riders haven't done a lot of riding at the Valley, and it is our most technical track. So there's a few little challenges ahead, but hopefully we can find some winners.
A 30K northerly win, if that's right by the Weather Bureau, what can we expect there? You don't really take the wind conditions into consideration.
I do. Yep. I just don't get a great. I haven't got a great sense of direction, Gareth. So if you can help me, is that a headwind or tailwind?
I think it's down the side, so maybe a little bit of cover there, and it could suit some of the horses running on. But time will tell, Dino.
It will.
All right, then. Let's welcome in David Gately. G'day, Gator.
An old starry-eyed compass, eh? Yes. It will be interesting, as Dino's touched on. Yeah, we just haven't had any traffic there. So, and it's a fascinating contest, isn't it? I'm Thunderstruck, Tuvalu. Can the four-length margin turn around on a completely different track? So, interesting day. Let's find some winners.
Nicholas Quinn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
Let's have a look at the first race. It's over the 1,000 metres. It's for the two-year-olds. Oh, So Manhattan's the scratching, which is the 10. He's been heavily backed. Jigsaw. He's now into around $1.60 with the tab. He's the strong favourite. Froston's at $7.50. Direct at $5.50. He also resumes there from a bit of a break for Lloyd Kennewell. And then we go to Montana Flash at $19. Dino, how have you assessed this first race?
I think a deserved favourite in Jigsaw, Gareth. You know what you're going to get from him. Is a jump and run horse, makes his own luck, whether a horse like Square Cut sort of gets up with him on to his inside, and he sits outside, that's fine. I think he can control the speed, kick off the bend, and I think he's probably a pretty good favourite. He's got plenty of weight, but he's got plenty of class too. I'd expect he'll win one of the earlier stakes races, like a Vane or a McNeil or something like that, and he should be able to take care of this field, I think. I think there's some nice horses in the race. Montana Flash goes well. He'll be strong late. Froston resumes. I think his jump outs have been encouraging, and he's another one that will be strong late. And Direct's another one that'll be strong at the end of his race. He was pretty much thrown in the deep end last preparation. He looks to be going quite well next best. But I expect Jigsaw to, as I said, either lead or outside lead and be too good. 1, 7, 3, and 4.
Are you with his favourite as well, Gator?
Yeah, look, I think that the challenges are, 60 kilos. I know he had 59 first up. That's not massive, but you still got to carry it relative to your opposition. And he comes back 100 metres, which also doesn't overly concern me, but it is a factor. $1.60 tab. Does he win 2 out of 3? A bit better than that. He certainly put up a terrific figure in the spring. His trial before his first up win was exceptional. And he won really was quite a soft win. Runner-up won time. Now, he's actually gone quicker than Absolute Flirt on the day. He's a pretty good mare. Then he did it off a slower first 500 sectional. So doesn't happen too often for two-year-olds. Shortened version, top pick. Direct, resumes. Led, he worked early, beaten only a length and a half in a silver slipper when he was first up last time in. He wasn't disgraced in a Todman, was running very, very fast time. Now, he's a danger to us, and Froston's been jumping out well. Lloyd's Crown ad next best, 1, 4, 3, 2.
All right, then, Quinny, are you with Jigsaw as well?
Yeah, I'd be tipping Jigsaw probably off the recent jump out, let alone the recent dominant victory at Caulfield. He should be winning the first, simply goes straight to the front and hopefully gets punters off to a good start. For second, I've got Froston. This horse has a stack of ability and a good turn of foot. I anticipate he'll be better over 1,200, so stick with him after today. If Damien Lane can have him positive enough from the draw, I anticipate he'll be in the money again. Lloyd's Crown in for third. Resumes after two nice runs last campaign and should get a nice run just off the speed. And for fourth, direct, who should find this easier than what he did contest last spring, competing at the elite level. But quite frankly, Jigsaw should be too speedy and too good. My numbers to bounce the ball, 1, 3, 2, and 4.
Is $1.60 is right price there, Quinny?
So I don't think we'll get much better. We might get back out to about $1.70, but a popular favourite to start the day, especially a leader as well. I think punters are going to be pretty happy to be with Jigsaw, and lots of all-up multi-bets will be running through him as well.
Looking forward to race number two for the two-year-old fillies. Sliders the 4, Taylor's Moment the 5, along with Windad the 11. Decent Rain the 15, and the 16, Who Shot Susie, are the scratchings. Larox at $7. Frostflowers the market leader with the tab at $4.60. Tycoon Hammer at $5. Zapateo's at $8 for Godolphin. Chimes at $10. Sweet Mary's at $5. And Duchess Savoy is a $7 chance here, Gator.
Not as clear cut as the boys, is it? Look, I've lent to Frostflowers. She draws better than a couple of her key rivals. She looked good winning the Flemington on debut, ran good time and figures, then close up in a Diamond Prelude. Now, she's jumped out well, and as I say, just the gate has lent me to her way over a couple of key rivals who have drawn out. Larox, one of those. Chase Desert Rain, well, in a recent jump, but had to like the way Decent Rain went, though. And, of course, ran good time winning the Breeders' Stakes at start number 2, Larox. Duchy of Savoy went back on debut, rushed home, was less than a length off Frostflowers. That sort of ties in really nicely. Our trial then beat All Bar Forzini, Kenzo, fresh. There was a gap back to third. And Decent Rain doesn't have the runs on the board race day, but did touch up Larox in that recent jump out, as I mentioned, and might be the best value in it. I went 2-1, 14, 15.
All right, then. Quinny, your thoughts here with the fillies?
Yeah, I'm also with the 2, Frostflowers. She was a dominant winner up the straight on debut at Flemington on New Year's Day, and then had genuine excuses her next 2 starts. She was found to be in season at her second career start and still only beaten 0.6 of a length in a hot race at Caulfield, and did appear over the top and a little bit lost maybe up the straight at her third run. Tipped out for a spell, has jumped out nicely and hopefully can resume with a win. For 2, Tycoon Hummer. She couldn't have been more impressive than when she was winning her first 2 starts. Only a little niggle is the wide draw. I've got Sweet Mary in for 3rd. This was a really impressive Castedon victory. If it wasn't Castedon and it was the likes of Corpia, this horse would be close to favourite. But obviously it is a big step up in grade. But I like the way she sat just off the speed and then in the blink of an eye put the race to bed. And LaRoche in for 4th, a perfect 2 from 2 and has a lot of upside. The 2 negative for mine, though, the wide draw and jumping right up to 59 kilos at just her 3rd career start. My numbers in race 2, 2, 3, 10, and 1.
All right, Dino, how do you think these fillies will sort themselves out in the early part?
I'm not sure, Gareth. I think this is a really busy race. Probably the scratchings have helped a little bit, but maybe a horse like Chimes, you know, the intent of the Waterhouse Bot stable, didn't really do it speed-wise on its first start, but I still think it'll be ridden with intent. Frostflowers, Mura Mura, Seydeur, maybe the 4 mains, but it's the hardest race of the day. I'm just going with Frostflowers because I think there'd be a real intent for her to win a race like this, because I don't know how much scope she's got deeper into the spring and how many options have you got if you're just a 1,000-metre horse. So I think this is probably a semi-target for her to get something going at the start of her campaign, to beat Duchy of Savoy, who's probably got more scope, probably from barrier 3, ends 3rd pair and just follows through and has got that little race fitness, raced only 6 weeks ago, so freshened up, can run well. Zapateo, she'll need every step of the 1,000 metres, but she'll be strong late. She's got good race sense and I think she can run well. And Mura Mura, I think, just exposed too early at Sandown Hillside, and it's a very long straight when you're out there like she was last time. I think around the valley, using her speed and fitness, she'll give a great sight. Watching her gallop on Tuesday, courtesy of the Moonee Valley Racing Club website, she seemed to really handle the track well. 2, 14, 6, and 7.
That is a terrific tool, isn't it, Dino? To be able to do that, to see these horses go around the valley.
It's one thing, it's to look at the valley, and 2, that the fact that the trainers have taken the time to take them out there, that you know, there's a bit of intent that they want to get a good surface and get the horses ready for a race day like Saturday. So yeah, there were a heap of gallops on Tuesday though, Gareth. So there's plenty to watch.
All right, then, just recapping the tips from the team in the first 1, 7, 3, 4 for Dino. 1.432 for Gator and 1.324 for Nicholas Quinn. And in the second race, Dean Lester's with Frost Flowers, the two from the 14, 6 and 7. Gator also with the Godolphin Filly, 2.114 and 3 there for Gator for fourth. And Quinny's with the two from the 3, 10 and 1. Let's have a look at race number 3 over the 1600 metres. You can scratch the 9 Falls. Al Galliel is at $8.50. Akatau's at $14. No effort. She's in great form at the moment. She's the market leader at $3. High Stranger at $3.30. High Emotions at $9. Think We're Jews at $10. And Starcaster is at $6 here, Quinny.
And I've got my best bet on the program here. Number 3, No Effort. She's racing in career best form and looks primed to complete a winning hat trick. She's led and ran them off their feet at her last two starts. I expect to see something similar here. Maybe she won't break them up just as much as she did last start. But I just think against a field that have really good, honest gallopers, she's just racing in terrific order. The race again sets up nicely and hopefully goes straight to the front, settles midfield, kicks on the turn and gets another win there. In well at the weights with a 3 kilo claim as well. High Stranger, the obvious danger. He's racing so consistently and will be strong late. I've got Starcaster in for third. Can be hard to catch, but has won both previous Moonee Valley starts, and Al Galliel in for fourth. Will be better over more ground, but has an excellent record at the track with 4 wins from 7 attempts. And Kieran Maher sounded relatively bullish, would run a good first up race. But clearly 3 on top for me here. 3, 4, 8 and 1 in race 3.
No effort in front, Dina, with maybe Think We're Due to its outside.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if it's that clear cut, Gareth. I would have thought Starcaster. I know he's better over further, but he's a roller. I don't know if they'll be completely giving up that inside draw and have him stuck third the fence and over racing. So, no, I don't think it's that clear cut at all. I'm just going with the little bit of a class factor and the valley factor with Al Galliel. I think most recent jump out was terrific. He looks to be going very well. I don't think there's any coincidence that as a bit of a valley specialist, he's back and racing when the valley's back on and probably gearing up to a race like the JRA Cup again. And he kicks off a campaign here, and I think he can run really well. High Stranger, as you mentioned with Shane Fleedner earlier in the first word, just never runs badly. He's an absolute beauty, and it doesn't matter. It can be 1,100, it can be 1,600. 1,600 is the upper distance limit for him, but he ran well last start, and he does drop 2 kilos for that run. I think he'll run well. I think Starcaster will run well fresh. I think trial well. Jamie Carr had a real key to him when she rode him, had the two rides or the three rides on him and really got the best out of him, and I think he can run very well. And next best, No Effort, who has had a really good winter campaign. I think certainly been aided a little bit by on-speed biases. Depends how this track plays and how much pressure there is. But she's going very well and stays down in the weights with Carlene Heffel's claim. But no, I'm pretty keen on Al Galliel. 1, 4, 8 and 3.
What are you doing here, Gator?
Yeah, originally I thought No Effort was vulnerable with falls in the race. I thought they'd probably, it was highly likely they'd drive each other mad. Now, Falls has come out, so I think it really opens the door for No Effort. I'm left with High Stranger, tips on Wednesday, and we'll stick with it. Really good return, had race shape against second up, and then went to the mile pretty quickly for me. He split two good horses. He did win his only go here at a mile, and he's really genuine. No Effort's going to take some catching. She has had the pattern on her side of late, no doubt, but she's running some very good times. Al Galliel resumes, made nice ground first up last time in. He looked really sharp in a recent jump out. He touched up High Emotion, and Actow on at the other end of that spectrum jumped out like a bit of a hack, but we know he's talented. 4, 3, 1, 5.
All right, then. So, Dino with the 1. Al Galliel, 1, 4, 8 and 3. Gators with the 4 from the 3, 1 and 2. And Quinny's really keen on the mare to do it again. No Effort. 3, 4, 8 and 1. Intriguing race, mainly because of Buckhurst in race number 4 over the 2,040 metres. Dr. Drills are scratching the 2. Buckhurst is now the solid favourite at $3.10. Mahamadeus at $5.50. Solzamore at $11. Bedford to $4 now. Pancho at $4.40. And Nudgebar is in some form for the Galagotas team at $7. Dino, Buckhurst, I guess if he turns up and shows that form that he did in Europe, boy, he's going to be hard to beat.
Oh, probably 3.5 lengths in a Corfu Cup wasn't that bad either, yes. Gareth. But the little query is the soft ground. And we have got a later start today. Moonee Valley, they do love using their lights at 5:40 for the last. I thought that, you know, it'd be interesting to see if we get this rain, how much it changes the track. I think if he can get a relative grip on the ground, I think he will probably beat these without having seen him or anything. He's just, you know, he's a classy horse and better than this grade. I thought Dr. Drill would probably on race fitness beat him, but he's obviously not there now, so I'm with Buckhurst. But the caveat is, you know, the weather through the morning and early afternoon. Salsamore, I thought, might just be let roll along more today. He's had the four runs in. His stablemate was the one that took it up last time. I think now with the added fitness, he could roll forward and run a race. Bedford, my worry with Bedford is he doesn't hold together for many runs. His second and third run were great. Then he had the EIPH. Now he's had a freshen up. Will they get him back to, you know, the right sort of form? If they if the Freedmans do, he can certainly run well, but that's, you know, it's a recurring theme in his preparations that he does taper after about three runs. And Pancho, who I think this is absolutely as far as he wants, but he ran okay last start, next best. But I think if Buckhurst can handle the ground, he'll be too good. 1, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, soft five's okay at the moment, Dino. They tell me the Weather Bureau anyway that the rain won't come until after 4 o'clock, but we know that can change.
Oh, that's good news. Yep. Terrific.
All right then, Buckhurst, $3.10. Is that good value if the rain doesn't come, Dino?
Oh, I think that's about it. You know, I think it's probably worth a gamble. If, you know, I'll be betting, if I'm betting on Buckhurst, it'll be as close to the race as possible. Gareth, I'll even get to see him in the mounting out courtesy of racing.com, and we'll see how he presents.
All right, mate. What about you, Gator? What are you doing here in race four at the Valley?
Yeah, look, I'm going to give Bedford another go. Obviously, outstanding second up against the bias. Flew out after no effort against the bias at Hillside again. Last time he looked ready to win last time, but clear for give run, so give him another go. Nudge Bar, soft win at Moe, controlled the race. Adelaide, he won well with weight. He's run very well to no effort, which clearly ties him in here through Bedford and co. Pancho chased no effort, then he rolled back to the slow inside lanes at Flemington last time. He was still close up. I thought he ran really well given that. And Buckhurst, clearly the class, will know where he's at probably. As Dino said, as the race gets closer, but it's always a guess, isn't it, without sort of seeing them. It's coming off an operation. 5, 8, 6, 1 for me.
All right, then, Quinny, what are you thinking here in the fourth?
Well, I think class will prevail. Keen on the one, Buckhurst here. Two Australian starts were in the Caulfield Cup and Cox Plate, respectively. It was a big run in the Caulfield Cup. Looked under siege at about the 400 metres, but stuck on really well and did cover a bit of ground in that performance as well. Could simply be a class above today. We might look back at the sort of odds on offer and think that was a pretty nice bet in hindsight. I've got number 5, Bedford, in for second. He's been run off his feet his past two starts behind no effort. I'm hoping the no effort form looks better by this stage of the day. And I dare say Bedford will be thereabouts once again. Mahamadeus in for third, a little bit of a D-day. I know he was a little bit unlucky last start, but I thought he could have hit the line a little bit better than he did on the back of two subsequently underwhelming performances. He probably needs to put his best foot forward today. Otherwise, we might need to potentially reevaluate how we do look at Mahamadeus going forward, but certainly respecting him as a chance again today. And following the scratchings, I've promoted number 6, Pancho, in for 4. My numbers are 1, 5, 3, and 6.
We might hear from Sam Friedman, of course, who is the co-trainer of Bedford in his fourth race at Moonee Valley.
Not worried about whatever surface presents. He's very good on heavy and soft ground, but he's run equally some very good races on firm ground, so look, as long as there's some nice speed and you can relax, because you can just sit on the bit a little bit, then, you know, with not a lot of weight, you know, nice and fit, he should be right there.
And Nick Ryan was also happy with Mahamadeus as an each-way chance in that race as well. At Moonee Valley, Dino's with Buckhurst, but we need to watch the weather there in the early part of the meeting. So Buckhurst for Dino, the 1 from the 4, 5 and 6. Gators with the 5, Bedford over the 8, 6 and 1. And Nicholas Quinn's also with Buckhurst, the one over the 5, 3, and 6. This should be a beauty. The 3-year-old contest over the 1500 metres. Brawls are scratching the 9. The odds on favourite on Thunderstrucks at $1.90. Cena's Express at $11. Great Diviner, the South Australian visitor, at $10 for Will Clarkin. Tuvalu, good push there from Brett Preble this morning with his chances. He's a $3.90 hope. And then Demando at $11. That's the story basically with the market as I head to you, Gator. What price should On Thunderstruck be?
Well, this is an interesting question. Here's the setup. So On Thunderstruck gives Tuvalu Winburn last time. Now, Flemington to Mooney Valley is a massive difference. Add to that, On Thunderstruck goes up to 60 kilos. Add to that, Tuvalu was only first up, so you assume he'd be a bit fitter. On Thunderstruck was third up. Add to that, Tuvalu chased a really strong speed. He was every chance, but this time he gets to control the speed. Now, is all that worth four lengths? I think the margin was too great, to be honest, so I'm going to stick with On Thunderstruck. He looks to be a group horse in the making. The times he was able to produce in that fast run race, still run home second quickest last 600, 200 of the meeting. And there were sprint races on the card as well, was exceptional. And he didn't even run straight. So it will be fascinating, this. I'm a big Tuvalu fan, and given all those factors, he is a danger. Market-wise, I think if I'm setting up a market, I think I'm Thunderstruck, given all those points, probably needs to be around $2.50, I would imagine. So we'll see how that plays out as we get a bit closer. So Tuvalu, a big danger. Sienna's Express is flying, claims useful, and Demando next. 1-5 from 2-8.
All right, then. Can Tuvalu turn the tables at On Thunderstruck here, Quinny?
Potentially, and probably does look better suited under certainly the circumstances today. I'm with the favourite On Thunderstruck, though. This campaign, we saw him win really well at Sale when ridden upside down, a horror watch at Caulfield when still worked home well to get into the money, and then a four-length victory at Flemington last start. I just think this horse is a bit of a star on the rise and could potentially go on to bigger and better things over the spring. I'm worried about Mooney Valley with him. I think he'd be much better suited back at Flemington or something like that. So that's why we're getting probably around 220 come race time, I think, because that's got to be factored in. Tuvalu, the obvious danger, much better suited than when the horses clashed at Flemington last start and should be better suited for that run and potentially drawn out a little bit here. I've got a roughie in for third, number 7, Barragunda. Won at Geelong before to find a betting drift at Sandown last start. And the way that horse was going to the gates last start, you would not have bet on him with stolen money, but defied that betting drift to win very impressively. Hopefully can be in a better mindset going to the gates today. And if so, I think can run a cheeky race at the odds. And Great Diviner in for fourth, racing well in easier grade. My numbers here are 1, 5, 7, and 4.
Is it just a two-horse race here, Dino?
I suspect it is, Gareth, and I am going for the minor upset with Tuvalu. I think all the variables that Gator mentioned, I think, are so significant. But the biggest one is Mooney Valley, and the fact is that On Thunderstruck's two defeats have come around the 1400 at Caulfield, which is the tighter of the circuits that he's run at. We saw him win at Caulfield 1200, and we saw him sail one turn tracks. Flemington, beautiful, big, spacious track. So it's an interesting challenge for him today. At some stage, there's going to be a fair bit of separation between them. I think Tuvalu will have probably 3 or 4 lengths on him at some stage with added fitness, a bit of added experience too. I think he showed his inexperience the other day when he came off the back of them. He's just sort of got a little bit lost in his action, and at that stage, I'm Thunderstruck, you know, gave him the flyby. But might be a different story here. I just think Tuvalu, probably more a spectator, but they're just the two you'd be taking in the early quaddie. 5 to beat 1. 8, Demando, I think, will ride the speed with the lightweight and run a cheeky race. And Cena's Express has been given 2 absolutely perfect rides by Harry Coffey in totally different circumstances. But he's going well, and he'll probably get through with the claim and get into the money again. But looking forward to this clash, but wouldn't be surprised if it was a minor upset. 5 from 1, then 8 and 2.
It was great to get the insights, Dino, of Brett Preble, and I didn't mind his confidence with Tuvalu.
Unfortunately, I missed that, Gareth.
Oh, did you, Dan? You'll have to listen to the podcast, mate. The first
I will. I'm looking forward to it. Right, 9:05.
Hey, I'm looking forward to Leanne's multi. She's ready to go. I wonder where she'll go this time around. Don't give it away just yet, but is she... I'd be tipping as a punting man that the Olympics might get a run, Dino.
Well, they were successful for her last week. Yeah, that was one of the legs that did get in was the Olympics. So I'd say that, she has scouted far and wide for a three-legged multi this week.
It's right on 8:30 at the half-time mark here for the Moonee Valley preview on the Melbourne Form panel. We'll come back and have a look at the quaddie legs straight after this.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Blue skies as I look outside the window here at our Carlton offices here at RSN 927. So hopefully that rain stays away for the majority of the cut anyway at Moonee Valley. We're on a soft five. The rail is out at 3 metres. Dean Lester, David Gately, Nicholas Quinn with you here for the Melbourne Form Panel. Of course, I'm Gareth Hall and this is race number 6 on the program. We're about to preview here for the mares and it is over the 1600 metres. Scratch the 15, just stellar. Now, Betcha Flying is at $6.50 here for Chris Waller, the one. Might choose her unlucky last start at $9. Go to Lee. Andrew Noblet gave her a good push this morning at $5.50. Lady Dioro at $9. Leali at $11 here. And then we go to White Hibiscus at $4.20 for Danny O'Brien. And at So You Assume, given an each-way hope there as well, at $7, Dino. What are they doing in the early part of this race? And then who wins?
Gareth, the early part of this race, I think probably So You Assume and Leal take it up, maybe Horse for Hire, not that far away. I think this comes down to the pattern of the day and how the conditions are. I think if we're still on a soft five and we haven't had too much rain, Betcha Flying's probably got to be your starting point because she's the best horse in the race. So she doesn't win a lot, but her last run was very good, I think, in a higher pressure and better grade race than this, and she's come up with a reasonable draw. Her one run up the valley was pretty good. I'm with her. I think Lady Doro's going well. She's going to be probably three back, needing a bit of luck, but sneaking through, and I think if the brakes go her way, she's got the good turn of foot to use that spot and running. Conversely, Godeline's going to be a long way back and need luck, but she has got a good turn of foot at the end of her races. She's going well, and White Hibiscus can be her own worst enemy by over-racing, but if she gets a reasonable speed here, she might just settle into a good rhythm, and her two runs back have been at least, I think, progressive, and she gets a bit of weight relief here. So I think they're the main four chances, but I think if the ground's okay, Betcha Flying will run very well. 1, 5, 3, and 10.
You mentioned at the start of the show, Dino, that sometimes the valley can be a tricky track for the apprentices, especially if they're not used to it. What would your advice be to them today?
No, I'm none the wiser for that, Gareth, but they've just got to experience it. I mean, they get the opportunities at the Friday night meetings, and a lot of them have had a bit of experience through that, but the bigger field's on a Saturday, and we haven't been here for 5 months, so you've got to adapt to it again.
All right, then, Gator, what are you thinking here for the first leg of the quaddie?
Yeah, I'm going to tip Godeline, who obviously was terrific first up in dominant win last year. A couple of key rivals that are here. It's on a level playing field. Good speed on paper suits. I would have tipped Changing Tracks had she drawn a gate. Still surprised at the $34 she went up the tab. She's going much better than your form says. She found the line really nicely last time. Something can be a better race than this. She went over the line really sweetly. Senior rider up, but need a bit of luck now. Bet you're flying. Closed well last time. Drawn to get a good trial. That's the key. She can put herself in the race when she draws a gate. Back to 78 grade. The last time she was in this grade, she won. And she did it with 60 kilos. White Hibiscus and Ayel are net. For me, 3, 14, 1 and 10.
Tough way to start the quaddie here, Quinny.
It is, and what's tough for me personally is the fact that my on-top selection doesn't feature in the numbers from Dino or Gator. So we're going to have to get over that mini setback. But I'm with number 2, Why Choose Her. She was well back last start in a race won by King Magnus. She never got a crack at them, drawn nicely, in well at the weights after the claim. And I just think in a speed, in a race with a more genuine speed, should get her chance today at around the double figure odds. For second, I've got Godeline, who won well at Sandown last start, a good belly record, and over the 1600 metres. Provide they can make ground, I anticipate she'll be the one that'll be strong late and a terrific winning chance. White Hibiscus, she has been a very costly mare, but comes through the same race as Godeline and must be respected. She's also one of those ones where I probably become more keen on her in the better quality of races. I think she's the sort of type that could drop back in grade and then unfortunately be costly for punters. But in these quality races where they are run at a good tempo, she should be thereabouts. And I've got Leal in for fourth, who could be one of the runners up on speed. And I'm sticking with that same form line because she comes through that Sandown race won by Godeline as well. So my numbers here are 2, 3, 10 and 6. But at the double figure odds, I think Why Choose Her will run a big race.
All right then. So Dino likes Betcha Flying here in race number 6, the one from the 5, 3 and 10. Godeline the tip from gate to the 3. But he doesn't mind the 14 at a price. Changing Tracks at $34. So 3, 14, 1 and 10. And Quinny with Why Choose Her, the 2 from the 3. 10 and 6. Race number 7 on the programs over the 2,500 metres. And this is the Travis Harrison Cup over the 2,500 metres, as I just pointed out. Scratchings here. Mr. Mooge comes out. He was going to be one of the favourites. And Carrie, the 11, also comes out along with the 15, Grey Khan. Looking at the market here, Tavi Run at $23. Maserati Bay at $6. Prince Siggy at $13. Smoke and Romans is the short price favourite here at $2.30. Brett Preble gave Heir to the Throne a good enough push at that $15 quote on the first word this morning. And then we go to Crimson Ace at $6.50 and Pissarro at $9.50 here as we head to Quinny. And have you worked this race out, Quinny, with any confidence?
Yeah, I do think it'll be a Mar Eustace affair here. I'm taking two different quarties, one of them with Smoke and Romans, one out, and one of them with just Smoke and Romans and Maserati Bay. I've got the 5 on top, Smoke and Romans, had been threatening to win and saluted at Sandown last start. This is fractionally harder, but will be worth sticking with. I think should get a nice run in transit and is the one to beat. For second, Maserati Bay, back from Sydney, and he really has struck the right distance range. We saw him last time in the late part of his preparation last spring, win three in a row, all between that 2100 and 2400 range in terms of the distances. A bit like Goldilocks, but now right in the bracket there for those distance events, and I think can run a good race. For third, I've got number 9, Tollemac, at a price. A black book for the jumps racing has been jumping out really well there in some recent hurdles over the jumps racing, so might be one to stick with there once that sort of becomes on the radar. But his flat form, very impressive, including a nice fourth in tougher grade at Flemington last start. And you know he'll run the trip. And I've got number 13, Crimson Ace, in for fourth following the scratchings. But here, 5 then gap, 3 then gap, 9 and 13.
All right, then what are you doing here, Gator?
I'm going to tip Maserati Bay. Outstanding at Flemington, wide, no cover. It was a big run. Then back in trip Sydney, heavy track. Not convinced any of that was suitable. Just couldn't finish that one off. Gets out to a staying trip here. 2 for 2, this horse at 2,400. Should get a good run as well, which is helpful. Prince Ziggy, look, he's not a spring chicken anymore, but he's going super. He won in 7-8 grade easily, and he flew home last time after getting lost. Smoke and Romans, good horse. Liked the strength of that win last time. And Vegas Knight clearly ties the form in through the Flemington run and Maserati Bay's race. First go 2,400 draws out. They're the queries, but has Jamie Carr to offset that. And Bissara, I think, is the best value in the race. 3, 4, 5, 14.
All right, then. What does Jamie Carr do from this gate with this favourite, Dino?
Gareth, it's a really good question because it's a short run to that first turn. He's been a really big switch around horse. I thought he was battling to run 1,600 early in his career, and now he's strong at 21, looking at 25 will suit. I think it'll be a conservative ride and blend into the race because I would think Tavi Run, King's Fool, Maserati Bay. Then you've got the likes of even Crimson Ace, Bondi Sands, Tollemac, Pissarro in the next group. So there's probably half the field that'll race at least reasonably handy. Might slot in behind that sort of group. It's got a good chance. Smoke and Romans. Unfortunately, I miss Brett Preble, Gareth, but I'm giving Heir to the Throne a great chance. The Leake family for 35 years have been good at backing up horses, and this horse won well on Sunday at Sale, and I would say that was his gallop for today, and he steps up to the 2,500. He's always shown glimpses of staying talent. This stable's really got him going well. And I think off a quiet ride, strong, he can run very well. Smoke and Romans, as I said, remarkable switch around horse, I think. And the patience that the Mar Eustace stable has shown, that's why they've got terrific stayers, and he'll run well. Maserati Bayer, I think it's always a challenge to win with the 60 kilos over the long trip at Moonee Valley, but he's going to get a great run, and he's very well graded in that regard. And as Gator said, Prince Ziggy's absolutely flying, and I always had him a bit of a doubt on soft ground, but he even put a lie to that last start with a really good run at Cranbourne against the pattern of the day. So he goes in. Be also putting Shooting the Mob in the quarter. He might need one more, but I thought he was okay on the line last start. And I'm sure Craig Williams will be absolutely been angling to do his best to get the best ride in this race for his cousin Travis, and Passaro's his mount. He's got probably got a little hope as well. So open race, but I think Heir to the Thrones over the odds. 7, 5, 3, and 4.
Brett said he's been chasing this ride with Heir to the Thrones since he trialled this horse way back. He loves his turn of foot, Dino, so he says he's a great each-way hope today. That $15, he's worth a dollar each way, and maybe something on Shooting the Mob. At $81.
Just a little wide in the quaddy. I just think he might need one more and maybe a bigger track Shooting the Mob, but if he won at big odds, I'd be a bit sad if he wasn't in my quaddy, Gareth.
Yep. 7, 5, 3, and 4 for Dean Lester in race number 7. Gators with Maserati Bay, the 3 from the 4, 5, and 14. And Quinny says the Mar and Eustace team should be fighting out this race. He's with the 5, the favourite, Smoke and Romans, over the 3, 9, and 13. Let's have a look at race number 8 on the program. And this is the congratulations Jamie Carr handicap over the 2,000 metres for the 3-year-olds. And these 3-year-olds have been taking their turns a little bit in the last month or so. And the scratchings here, Take Me North of 13 is out. And you can also put a line through the emergencies, the 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Namaka with the blinkers off, $6.50. Seb Song at $8. Literati's at $8.50. Red Santa's your favourite at $4. Kiramaro identifying this horse as the stable's best for the day. Tin Tin Win is at $12. Flossing's at $9.50. Then we go down to Golden Fourth at $15. Capricorn Ridge is at $12 as well. So it's a difficult race for the punters really to sort out at the moment, Gator. How have you assessed this contest?
Oh, look, with great difficulty. I don't know, basically. I've tipped Namaqua, left in front a long way out of Flemington. Really good win. Been up in weight, set on a slow speed last time, and still battled well. 6 weeks off some query, and obviously the stable leaning to Red Santa, and I would have as well had he drawn a gate. Obviously, good strong win last time. I liked the chase. Crew Class was back in 5th. It came out 1 last week, of course. Cafe Rizzi might be the best value runner here. Closed well, 2nd up, with no weight blinkers off here. Ridden upside down last time, forgive. And Seb Song, she's got to run the 2,000 out. Still an unknown, but he might run 4th. Yeah, don't know. 1, 9, 4, 2.
All right, then. So 1, 9, 4, and 2. Have you got a little bit more confidence in Gator in this race, Dino?
Gareth, I'm giving a good chance to Golden Fourth here. I think this filly's going well. She's run 2 of 4 this time in. I thought last start she faced a pretty big task in the run at Geelong from back in the field and chased well behind a really good older wet track mare in Dyquin, and I thought that effort was terrific and was giving Dyquin 0.5 kilo there before that was a really good honest chase on the synthetic. But soft ground suits. I don't think the 2,000 holds any fears. She dropped 6 kilos on that last run. I always like these lightweights at the end of season 3-year-old races. So I'm giving Golden Fourth a really good little chance to beat Red Santa, who's just got that awkward draw to contend with, but certainly a legitimate winning chance and a progressive stayer. I thought Capricorn Ridge was set a pretty big task last week, and on the back up here, as long as he backs up okay, he could certainly figure in the finish, and any rain through the day would be a bit of a bonus. Conversely, Namaqua wants the track to be on the drier side. I think he's a good staying talent. He'll ride the speed. He's had a trial since that last run. I think as long as he gets a grip of the ground, he's right in the race. But, Golden Fourth appeals to me at a bit of odds. 10, 4, 11 and 1.
Just with, say, a horse like Red Santa, Dino, and Kieran, I think, made a good point this morning, is that he had that perfect run to win at Caulfield, and it looked like he just did what he had to do. But sometimes those type of horses can do just that. Their victories don't look as impressive as maybe they should have, in a way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and find a way to win, though, Gareth. Yeah. That's the important thing. He could certainly win again. He just needs the right sort of card into the race here, and I think he's certainly got the talent to win.
Are you with the Mara and Eustace team once again over a staying trip, Quinny?
Yeah, Red Santa. I've been following this horse for a while, and I'm not jumping off now that he's found winning ways. One, thanks to a lovely Jamie Carr steer last start. I anticipate he'll be better suited, slightly drawn out here, and he still didn't really look like he knew what it was all about last start. So I'm hoping that victory will give him a bit of confidence and maybe give him that killer punch, which we can see again today. For second, Seb Song, a model of consistency. He looked the winner at Cranbourne last start, didn't really go on with it, which was a bit of a concern, but I don't think he handled the heavy ground on that occasion. Back with a bit more sting out of the ground, but a bit more confidence there on top of the ground. Hopefully we'll see Seb Song run better today, and again, must be included in the multiples. Namakwa, just one of those Ma Eustace stays that once they get fit and once they get over ground, you want to be with. His last three starts have been terrific. Again, must be included. And I've got the 5 tin to win in for 4th. Hasn't put a foot wrong this campaign. My numbers are 4, 2, 1, and 5. Red Santa to deliver again.
All right, then. So Dino's with the 10 from the 4, 11, and 1. Gator with the 1 from the 9, 4, and 2. And Quinny with Red Santa, the 4 from the 2, 1, and 5. Race 9, benchmark 70 over the 1,200 metres. Scratch the 2, the regiment. The 6, No Chains, comes out. Yaldab, the 9, is also a scratching, along with the emergencies. Salt Bay, the 17. I was looking forward to seeing Flash Flood go around, but he didn't get a start. Maybe he goes around tomorrow at Sandown, but Kiramar and David Eustace will make up their mind tomorrow. Rolls gets a start at $6.50. Caffrey is a scratching there as well. Imperial Lads at $5. Montenegro Man at $13. Melodians at $9.50. Then Rock in the Park at $11. Wilmot Pass at $6. Foxy Lady first up's at $5 in the market leader. Out to win $16. And Rolls, as I just pointed out, at $6.50 here, Dino.
Yes, Gareth. I'm going here with Wilmot Pass. I think he's going really well. I mean, he looked the winner last start. He got run down late, but I still think he raced really well, and he's probably deserving of a win in this sort of grade. He ran at this meeting last year. He's in the worst ground in a higher grade of race, so I'm not too worried about the valley for him, and I think he's got a good hope. 13 out to win was quite a good win last start, and obviously has that form through Awapuni Princess coming to town and winning last week in spectacular fashion. So I think he's good enough to run well in a benchmark 70. That's what we've got to remember that it is on a Saturday. Melodian, first up, was terrific at Caulfield. I don't think there's any coincidence. This mare's in training now that the Moonee Valley season's back. She won this race last year with half a kilo more. She'll need a good ride from an awkward draw to win, but she's so good at the valley, I'm respecting her. And Foxy Lady, who looks to have trialled up pretty well, any sort of ground seems to suit her, and with the claim she gets in okay. But yeah, very even race to finish, Gareth, but a slight leaning to Wilmot Pass, 8, 13, 5 and 10.
What's your speed map here, Quinny, and then your tips, if that's okay?
Yeah, well, the speed map to end the day, I think a couple of the runners that are pretty prominent will be right up there in the firing line in terms of the speed. We've got Foxy Lady, who has trialled nicely on a couple of occasions, can hopefully come back with a good run. But I think it will be Imperial Lad who takes it up there, drawn nicely, and was pretty impressive going forward last start. But my numbers in the lucky last, I've gone 8, 10, 1 and 13. I've got the 8 Wilmot Pass on top, just nailed at Flemington last start when Bean hailed the winner. Rock hard fit, drawn well, and this looks the right race, especially in well at the weights after the claim. The second, I got Foxy Lady. She loves the valley. 2 wins and 2 placings from 4 attempts. Has had a nice trial and a nice jump out ahead of her first up run today. Imperial Lad, well, won really well last start and probably is the runner that sort of snuck under the radar a little bit because was just a model of consistency last campaign, but potentially did struggle to win at times, putting all those placings back to back. But the fact that he came out and won at Geelong, expect him to potentially go on with it this time in. And for 4th, I've got number 13, Out to Win, who another one that won well at Geelong last start. And that form has stacked up well with Awapuni Princess coming out and getting the job done nicely. But my numbers in the lucky last, 8, 10, 1 and 13.
All right, then who wins the last gator?
Look, I think Foxy Lady can run a great race here. I'm liking the way she's jumping out. It was a really strong heat, latest. She won well here fresh back in February last year. and then closed in on Miss Albania when she was first up last time in a high-rating race. Woolman Pass, I like the way he joined in last time. He was just nutted. There were informed horses behind him, though. As Dino referenced, ignore the duck egg. He was luckless his one go. He ran well. Imperial Lad, On Speed, Chance, Rock in the Park, certainly in the game. 10-8-1-7 home.
All right, then. So Dino's with the 8. Wilmont Pass over the 13, 5 and 10. Gators with the 10 over the 8, 1 and 7. Quinny's with the 8 from the 10, 1 and 13. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, Leanne's Maltics coming up. The team's best bets and also their quaddies at the Moonee Valley meeting on this Saturday.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Time to get the best bets and their quaddies from our team today here on the Melbourne Form Panel. We'll start off with you, Nicholas Quinn. Who's your best bet there and also a quaddie, please?
Well, the best bet, I'm hoping we can get the job done with no effort. Hopefully can make it a perfect 3 from 3 today. There's no form like winning form, and she's my best. Race 3, number 3. The best anchor for the multi-bets, Jigsaw, should win the first. Race 1, number 1. My value bet, race 6, number 2. Why choose her? And I've got some quaddies mapped out. First leg, we can take the field. Second leg, number 5. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10. And then come home with 1, 8 and 10 in the last.
Just say a little bit quieter. I mean, not quite. A little slower there, Quinny, please.
Sorry. So I'm too excited, Gareth.
Yes.
The first leg, we take the field. The second leg, we take number 5, 1 out. Then we come home with the third leg, numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 10. And then in the lucky last numbers, 1, 8 and 10, a $50 investment will get you 15.87%. And then the exact same quaddie, but in the second leg, adding the 3, Maserati Bay, and $50 will get you 7.93%. So that's the way I'm going to tackle the quaddie today on what looks a fascinating yet slightly challenging day at the Valley.
Good on you, Quinny. Thanks for that.
Thank you, G.
Gator, your best bets and a quaddie, please.
Best. Alrighty. Let's come out swinging. Race 1, number 1, Jigsaw is our best for the day. Quaddy-wise, race 6, we kick off with 3, Godaline, 14, Changing Tracks, 1, Betcha Flying, 10, White Hibiscus, and the leader is 6, Lael. We'll always throw the leader in around the valley. So 3, 14, 1, 10, and 6. Second leg, let's go with 3, Maserati Bay, 4, Prince Iggy, 5, Smoke and Romans, and 14, Passaro. So 3, 4, 5, and 14. Third leg, 3 Old Race, 1 Namaqua, 9 Cafe Rizzo, 4 Red Santa, 2 Seb Song, and 5 Tin Tin Win. Those numbers are 1, 9, 4, 2, and 5. Coming home with Foxy Lady, Wilma Pass, Imperial Lad. Just 10, 8, 1 home.
All right, then, so 10, 8, 1, and that's basically it for you in that final leg of the quaddie. Good on you, Gator. We'll catch up with you in just a moment for the Sydney preview there with Lizzie Jelfs.
Sweet.
There we go. There's David Gately. Dino, your best bets on this program at the Valley?
I'm the same as Gator. Get it early, short. Don't usually tip them this short, but I think Jigsaw will be too good. Race 1, number 1. Certainly the best value for me is Golden Fourth in race 8, number 10. And the quaddy, the first leg, 1, 5, 3, 10. My top four, and the one I'd add there is number 13, Silver Lake. In the second leg, 7-5-3-4, and the one I'd add there is number 1, Shooting the Mob. Third leg, 10-4-11-1, and coming home on 8-13-5-10.
8-13-5-10, and now Leanne's multi, please, Dingo.
Well, Gareth, we're going far and wide, as always. Tells me Tabby Mac's a good thing at Otaki in race 2, at $1.90. She's been waiting for this one. We're backing at the win, but we're taking, yes. Then we're going the place, race 3, number 1, El Galale at Moonee Valley.
Yep.
And then she's been, this is the one she has been waiting for, in the men's 81 kilo, yes. Weightlifting, Lu Zhao Jun, $1.30. He's evidently just a total moral.
Okay.
So that comes to $5.43 pre-multiplier.
Where's she getting her mail from with the Chinese weightlifting team, Dino?
The tentacles go far and wide, Gareth.
Yep.
I can give you info on any sport, any track, anywhere you like. Leanne's got a contact.
Does your wonderful partner Leanne sleep, Dino?
Not a lot.
No.
Not a lot. No.
New Zealand.
No, she was very happy with Goodwood last night. She found a winner there.
Okay. So. Okay. Who's her favourite rider there these days up in Europe?
No, whoever's riding the winners for her.
All right, then.
No favourites.
She's a star. So what time is that New Zealand race?
Oh, that's a good question, Gareth.
Is it race two there at Osaka?
Ataki, I should say.
Osaka. I did my money on her in the tennis.
Yeah, you've gone into the gym. Yes. Did you?
Yes. Ataki. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, race two, Tabby Mac for you.
All right, then. So that's in around an hour and 35 minutes' time. You're a beautiful man, Dino. Leanne's a lucky lady. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you,
Gary. There we go. There's Dean Lester. And that is the Melbourne Form Panel for this Saturday, the 31st of July. It's right on 9 o'clock, and it's news time now with Johnny Bowden.